maybe when the neighborhood got beef hunger for somebody else had killed one, and then they divide, you know, just around over the neighborhood. I've seen people do that.
Yeah,
but I think that's the reason we didn't have didn't use any more beef than we did, because in those days we didn't have any facilities to take care of it. No refrigeration.
Cattle are mighty large.
I'm telling you that it's a fact. I must have been a man. I almost grown before I ever drank any iced tea. We didn't have any ice. Of course, we could have ice in the wintertime, but who would want iced tea in the wintertime? But we had cold tea. We had cold tea. And my mother would make that tea during her noon meal. When she cooked her noon meal, she'd make this big pot of tea. And then that was one of us youngsters' chore to take that pot of tea down in the cellar and set it down on the floor where it'd be cool, you know. Then when supper time came, then about the time everybody was ready for supper and the meal was everybody was ready to sit down, one of us had to make the trip to the well and get a real fresh, cool bucket of water. Well, we had cold tea, see?
Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. We thought it was wonderful. We just drink it till we pop. Oh, God. We didn't have no ice, because we had no way to keep ice, you know. Didn't even have ice boxes. Of course, the first thing that come into fashion, you know, way back in those early days was just the old-fashioned ice box. You get a big old chunk of ice and put it in there, and the most of it would melt and get away from you.
Yes, I remember. When I was a boy, we used to wrap it in newspaper.
That's right. Yes, wrap it in newspaper in there, put an old blanket or an old comfort around it, all kinds of way to try to keep it. And maybe we was planning on having a big freezer of ice cream, you see, some special occasion, so we'd have to get the ice the day before, and oh mercy, yes, we put a lot of newspapers around it, and a lot of old comforts, and an old wagon seat, or anything to keep the wind away from it, air.
When you smoked pork, did you say you smoked sides?
Hung the sides right up with the rest of it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you slice the side and fry it?
No, we never sliced it until we got ready to use it.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go and take a side of meat down and cut a big hunk out of it and take it to the house, because after it was thoroughly cured and thoroughly smoked, it would keep any place. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to have it refrigerated. And then Mother would slice it as she'd use it.
Did you call it anything special? Side meat or bacon?
Well, I don't know whether we should recall what I'm going to call it. Maybe you heard the expression, though, sow belly.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that expression. I guess that's all right for our recording.
Oh, sure.
Called it sow belly. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's one of my father's expressions.
Yes, sir. Sow belly. That's right. Yes, sir.
You said you made head cheese. Did you ever make sausage out of the liver?
I don't believe that my father ever put any liver in his sausage. I don't think he did. No. No, I don't think so. I can't recall of him ever putting the liver in the sausage.
Did you ever soak cornmeal in the juice from head cheese?
No, I don't think so. Now, talking about another use for cornmeal, there's something come to my mind. We used to take.